Sunday on One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. The poems from this week held together in one place. Prattle On. A bird in a backpack walked by, tweeting plaintively from inside, and the crows kept up their racket with little variance. But I think they were surprised, and wondering how this chirp was stuck inside. And I think the prisoner wondered too, what it would be like to be outside, really out, high in the palm trees, singing her song as she swayed in the sun, just for the sound of it. By Maggie Devers. Same Fire. When things were beautiful, you stood in my corner, calling me strong, brave, everything you admired. But beauty dims. And now you say I've got out of hand. Call me crazy. As if this same fire wasn't the reason you loved me once. So go. Find another love. Meek and gentle. Tell yourself you've done the right thing. While I go on burning. Fierce. Unapologetic. Like the way I once loved you. By Diana Johar. Resist. A burning wick of resistance in two seas of indifference, bitter coffee, with the sweetness of the vehemence, with which the wind whispers, I resist, to desire in more than one head, to become clovers, to sew together the pages, the speakers, the soft notes, tables pushed together, close, while on the napkins one knits a valid future, to embroider, to knit, the handfuls of grains to be sand, a free beach we have lit. We want to light, among the ruins, the fingerprints, the encephalogram, the commas still stained with ink, the typing, the union, the gate, the way of speaking, the way of dressing, sometimes deemed wrong. The only thing wrong is the yoke of the dust, of the old, not the ancient, of those who squeeze the throat. But we are alive in the commas, even if belated, in the necessary periods, in the efforts made with pairs of biceps, in the snows, in the mountains of doing, not just saying. We are alive in the life that descends upon us from above, that rises to us from below. By Francesca Acquaviva. The Niss of Things. Sadness, incurable, hopelessness, hold on, brink of collapse, unstable ecosystems, volatile geopolitics, anthropological coldness. Kindness, let the spider live. Closeness, us two, are we corrupt too? A likeness, before the doom. A thought of you nearly smothers me in blue. Fondness. Find me after the apocalypse. Remember, black holes decay. Oneness. Madness. This world and I. An intrinsic brokenness. Wilderness. A state of being. I lose and I lose in this cruel forest. Lightness. Take me in. My niss floats through, premature nights and abandoned homes. My niss sinks, untouched ocean beds and fossils of creatures, veiled by archaeological secrecy. My niss feels. By Sanjivani. Women in Me. I think I gather dreams like picking up stones near an abandoned highway, where the road leads nowhere. Where the wind pants like a tiger breathing. And the woman in me returns to look for the girl she had lost years ago. Perhaps the salt in me will return to the sea. And the light in me will break open a door, a wound, a memory that no one can shut. A spring thunder bolts me awake from a dream. I am dragging my earthy body towards the rivers of you. Branching out like tendons, slowly the sun dissolves like sugar in water. All I hear are murmurs of moments, kindness, kindness, kindness. It's December, and I am wrapped by the warmth of an afterthought, a kind of forgiveness to all your past revolting selves. By Ayushi. Last year. I spent the better half of last year staring at the ceiling, watching it bend more crooked the longer I looked. But it wasn't just the ceiling. It was the walls, the floor, maybe my footing, maybe my mind, from being indoors too long. Each time I completed ablution, each time I laid down my mat to pray, it seemed off too. I checked the compass, adjusted, checked again, but the mat wouldn't straighten. Or was it my footing? I wasted the better half of last year trying to stop walking in circles. Or was it a triangle? The doorways, the roof, all of them slanted. And I'm still not sure if I ever fixed the mat or just learned to pray at an angle. By Sama Aisha. To imagination. When weary with the long day's care, an earthly change from pain to pain, and lost and ready to despair. Thy kind voice calls me back again. Oh, my true friend, I am not lone. While then canst speak with such a tone. So hopeless is the world without, the world within I doubly prize. Thy world, where guile and hate and doubt and cold suspicion never rise. Where thou and I and liberty have undisputed sovereignty. What matters it that all around danger and guilt and darkness lie, if but within our bosom's bound we hold a bright, untroubled sky, warm with 10,000 mingled rays of suns that know no winter days. Reason, indeed, may oft complain for nature's sad reality, and tell the suffering heart how vain its cherished dreams must always be. And truth may rudely trample down the flowers of fancy, newly blown. But thou art ever there, to bring the hovering vision back and breathe new glories o'er the blighted spring, and call a lovelier life from death, and whisper with a voice divine of real worlds as bright as thine. I trust not to thy phantom bliss, yet still, an evening's quiet hour, with never failing thankfulness, I welcome thee, benignant power. Sure solacer of human cares, and sweeter hope when hope despairs. Emily Bronte. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. If you'd like a poem each day in your inbox, subscribe on Substack and Patreon to get a copy of my book, plus episodes from my audiobook.